Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please? This is Lady Charmaine Day with Pussy Report number 2. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done great things for you. He's been the one to deliver you from sickness and pain, to provide you with food and shelter, and to shield you from life's rain. So you praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done good things for you. Praise Him when you rise and praise Him until you fall. Praise Him because He's seen you through it all. And you know what you need to do when you praise Him? Just say 2 simple words. And what are those words? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To all the kings and queens, continue to make God look good because you are the light in this world. Thank you and goodbye.
Hello. Hello to the very, very special person listening to this broadcast. Welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor and Christian consultant, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your weekly spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, I know you're doing good because I have been checking up on you and going around town and finding out that the listeners of Taboo Talk are making God look good. You are doing such a phenomenal job that, you know what, I have to give you a round of applause. Yay! I'm so proud of you. You know, it's not easy doing you. It is not easy going to work and working as hard as you do. It's not easy raising your family and making such a magnificent contribution to society. But let me tell you something. You are appreciated and so very, very needed. You are our very important people, the VIPs of the world. And let me tell you, I know if you stop doing you, a lot of things will fall apart. So you keep on keeping on because I'm proud of you. You know, I did go and do some investigation how people who don't listen to Taboo Talk are doing. And let me tell you, I ran into some people. Woo-wee! Thank goodness they're not associated with my show. I was on a bus going from 149th and Grand Concourse into 96th Street. And there was this woman talking to this guy named Christian. Now, can you imagine if your name is Christian? You got a lot to uphold. And anyway, this woman was up there calling him names and talking all about him. And I said to this sister, I said, excuse me, are you listening to Taboo Talk? And she said, no. I said, you couldn't be. Because right now you're disgracing us. I said, how can you just talked so negatively about this man. And I said, young man, what is your name? And he said his name is Christian. I said, well, now you know. You shouldn't have done that, girl. I'm going to shout you out on the radio. You never know who's listening, people, and that's what I wanted to let you know. You never know who's looking and observing you, even as you do the everyday details of your life. You have to know. Either you make God look good or you make God look bad. And you don't want me to be the one sitting next to you because I will go on the air and put you on full blast and say, you know what? You shouldn't have done it. So anyway, to the guy named Christian, Christian, I wanted to say, I hope you start listening to Taboo Talk because I tell you, you truly are grace under pressure and you make God look wonderful. And you truly do uphold your name. You are a true blue Christian. Second, I wanted to say congratulations to the people and the play Silent Heroes. You did a magnificent job when we went to see you. Me and Mama Day went to see the play Silent Heroes. And people, I tell you, if you want to see something that's going to uplift you and show you what we go through when we care about our spouses, this play is magnificent. It's on 54th and Broadway, so go and check it out. And I had such a good time, I gave them a standing ovation. And also, if you want to mellow out, you know, the New York City Ballet is at Lincoln Center, and this is the time to go and get the higher level experience. You know, why do I go to the ballet? Why does Mama Day go to the ballet? We go because we want to see people at the top of their game who have taken their bodies to new heights of excellence. And to see that happen is really, really good. And I think it's always good for us to see people at their A game. And as a Taboo Talk listener, surround yourself with the champagne and caviar people like you, those people who are at the A game of doing what they do and making God look good. All right. Today's topic is about the basics of being a Christian. And I have to tell you, you know, you wonder what made me me. Well, my mother was my mother. And I have a grandmother that's just no joke. She's one of the most adorable people you will ever want to meet. And I have a special treat for you guys. My grandmother, Mrs. Lacey Day, is on the air with us today. Hi, Ma.
Hello, Chalmay. How are you, dear?
I'm fine, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for coming and visiting us on Taboo Talk. We appreciate you.
I enjoyed the time that I'll be able to spend here with you. It's been rewarding and maybe learning things, too, from it. So keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening to you.
Okay, Ma, thank you. We're going to be asking Ma questions, and we call my grandmother Ma. Okay, she's a Ma to everybody. We're going to be asking Ma questions about how she did what she did. And this is what we're going to talk about, the basics of being a Christian. You know, I don't want to assume that you understand how to make God look good. No, we're going to help you understand the basics. So let's start with question number one. Ma, how did you raise seven boys and be married for so long in New York City?
It take a lot of self-control. It take a lot of taking things that you don't want to take, but you take them anyway,
mm-hmm.
because you know it's for the good of your children.
Yes.
So that's what I did. I took a lot of things that I didn't want to take, but the children was there. They ain't going nowhere. If I go somewhere, I can't take them all with me. I had too many.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to stay there and try to hope that things will get right someday.
Okay. And you raised seven boys, all of them graduated from high school and went on and became productive citizens of the United States, and they had children, and your children are productive citizens of the United States. What's your secret, Ma?
I didn't have a secret. I honestly didn't have a secret. I just did what I thought was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, you try to keep them fed and the clothes clean and ironed. And, well, a lot of mothers make the older kids do the laundry themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that.
Okay.
I made everything myself. I did the laundry. I did the cooking. I did the ironing. And I did everything.
Okay.
The children had nothing to do. Well, I don't know if that makes them good or bad, but at least I knew where they were at all times.
Okay.
I didn't have to worry about are they with this gang or that gang or just where they were. If they're supposed to be at school, they're at school. That's where I expect to find them.
All right. So you were a hands-on mother that made sure your children followed the instructions and you lovingly gave them nutrients and care. And, Ma, are you a Christian?
Oh, yes, I'm a Christian.
Okay. So would you say that your faith helped you get through?
Probably did.
Yeah.
You know, can I say what faith I am?
Yes, you can.
Okay, because I'm a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people you run into, Baptist or what's the other one, well, they different than a Catholic.
Okay. But you believe in Jesus, right?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right. And so it was your faith that helped you got through.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Now, was there any part of the biblical scriptures that you studied that helped you stay grounded?
Well, I didn't adhere too much to the scripture to keep me grounded.
That's honest. Okay.
I did have a mother and a father.
All right.
And a father who was very strict.
Mm-hmm.
And he made sure we was grounded. We were girls. You can't just have girls running loose.
Yes.
In the city, in the streets at night, you got to know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So he made sure he knew where we were, gave us time that we should be in the house, and that's the time we had to be in.
Okay. So you would say being disciplined and having parents who kept you grounded was a good foundation for you?
Yes, it was.
And then you in turn did that with your children?
Yes, I did. At least I tried.
All right. Now, here's a question for you, Mom. You know, you see how today's children are running around like chickens with their head cut off.
Right.
What recommendation would you give to parents who are of the Christian faith and are trying to learn the basics? What basics do people need to know, Ma?
Well, I mean, if they trying to get their kids to church, to Bible study, or to wherever they want the child to be, if they should be consistent with it.
That's right. That's right.
Not come this week and don't go again for the next 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Be consistent.
Mm.
And make sure that they are going to that Bible practice and to church on Sunday and things like that to help them to understand that when you say go to church, you mean go to church.
Ma, I have to interrupt you for a second. We have a caller. Hold on a second. Caller, you're on the line. Who's calling?
Hello, Lady Charmaine Day. This is Lacey Day's son, Woodrow Day.
Hey, it's Uncle Woody. It's Uncle Woody. Ma, listen, you can listen. This is your son, Uncle Woody.
Okay.
Hey, Uncle Woody. How
How you doing?
I'm doing well. And, yes, she grounded at least my family and me in Christ and in being able to go to church. One of our rituals that I've had with my mother for the longest time was every Sunday at Easter, before Easter, Palm Sunday, taking her to church for Palm Sunday.
Uncle Woody, can you turn off your computer? We can hear an echo.
Okay. Taking her to church on Palm Sunday. Me and my wife have done that for 20 years now in a row.
Wow.
She definitely grounded my faith in Christ, reading the Bible stories when we were young. And
yeah.
I was infatuated by all of the movies pertaining to Christ. One of the first movies I ever went to that I remember well, and I was only 4 years old, was The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, all right.
Ten Commandments, and every year that's something that reminds me of my mother dearly. So, yes, she grounded us in Christ. Just wanted to call in and say hello. Your show is fantastic, and keep up the good work, Charmaine.
Thank you, Uncle Woody.
Okay.
Thank you
Take
for
care.
Calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, so there's your own son calling you in, letting you know it worked, Mom. Let me give you a round of applause. Yay! How did that feel hearing that, Mom?
Well, you know, I guess word gets around.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So I'm sorry to interrupt. We had to take that call. You were saying, Mom? We were talking about being grounded.
Yeah, and? You have to let me know what my last words were or what exactly grounded were we speaking of.
Okay, we were talking about being consistent, and you were saying that that's a critical point for parents or anybody to be. You got to be consistent in what you do. Like, you can't say, today I'm a Christian and go to Bible study and to church, but don't go the next month and wait 2 years to go.
Right.
And if you're consistent, then the child becomes grounded.
Well, that's right. He'll be grounded because you'll, right away when he's old enough to begin going, sending him off to Bible studies or Sunday school, whatever it is you're sending them off to, they'll know that you mean go to that particular thing, not just go leave the house and say that's where I'm going and wind up someplace else.
That's right. Now, one of the scriptures, and I want to read this, that you implemented in your household, and I'll show you how, is in Matthew 18. It says, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I'll repeat that again. That's Matthew 18, verse 3 through 4. I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the reason why I can say that, Ma, you implemented this in your household, you made it fun to be there.
Thank you. I hope the children thought it was fun.
I know his grandkids did. And you always have a young spirit. Now, may I ask you, I know a woman never tells her age, but can I ask how old you are?
I should say.
If you like.
Yeah, well, I'm 83. I don't mind saying how old I am.
Okay. And I would say you're one of the youngest spirits I know. You have a childlike approach to things. You're young and open. And even though you may be 83 in years, you look very, very young.
Well, thank you for saying that. I prefer to look younger than old.
I hear you, girl. I hope when I get up there, Grandma, I look as good as you. I tell you the truth, you keep the childlike wonder in involved in everything. And I know you have a lot of smart children and smart grandkids, and you didn't knock us down when we were curious. How did you raise smart children? How did you keep them curious and learning? And how did you just told us how you kept them spiritually grounded. How did you keep them grounded intellectually?
Well, now let me see. That's not as easy done as you say. You know, as you might say, I kept them grounded, but that's not very easy to, you know.
No, it's not. It's very hard. How did you do it?
I don't know. I just...
You don't know?
I'm not sure. I'd see years go by and you be telling them the same thing. You do your homework. Don't go to school. Don't be playing hooky.
Mm-hmm.
Do things that is told to you by your elder people, like the teachers and the priest and like your father and me.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be telling lies to them. And
yes,
that's important to let them believe in you. If a parent believes in you, then you're doing okay.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And it's best if you got that much, what would you call it, if from a parent that they would be able to trust you implicitly.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, your every word you have to be able to do that.
It's true. Now let me ask you a question. People will say, "Oh, well, that's old-fashioned values." Or do you think those are values that everybody needs, regardless of what generation you're in?
I think everybody can use them.
That's right.
Those are like standard type things. If you can get that word to your children,
mm-hmm.
let them understand that, and they adhere to it, maybe they have a different type version being they age as they have grown older,
mm-hmm.
that they can apply, and yet they would mean just about the same values but put to them in a different way.
All right.
And that is what you got to, that's what you have to apply to what is the new version if you don't want the old version. It's the old version, but it's presented to you in a different way.
That's right. Okay. So let me ask you this question, Mom, because we're talking about the basics. A lot of people don't live to see 83.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't live for them.
I didn't actually live for them, Mom, but it's true. And, you know, it's just like... I know I want to live to be 83 years old, God willing, at least. And the question is, if I do the basics now, like some of the things you're saying, being consistent in my approach to my Christianity, following good, wholesome values, and just being a good person with childlike faith and wonder in God, I think I can make it, but is there anything else I needed to know? And if I need to know it, then the listeners of Taboo Talk, they need to know. Or what can you recommend that we do so that one day we be as fortunate as you to be 83 years old?
Well, you see, I did what most people, they wouldn't think of doing.
What you do?
I didn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I never smoked and I never drank.
Mm-hmm.
And those, I think, make you, they take from you a lot of vitality or whatever it is because you drink too much and you smoke and hurt your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, I think you have to not follow the crowd, and simply because they having lots of fun, having extra swallows of alcohol, that don't mean you got to do it. I was around people all my life that did drinking and smoking and just doing things that, you know, that's going to hurt your system.
Mm.
But I never took to it. I would not. I could be in a whole room full of people, and these people could be drinking and smoking. And
well, Ma, did you have fun? If you weren't smoking or drinking, were you having fun with these people?
To see the people having fun, it seemed to have been enough for me to know that people are alive around you. I like to know that people are alive around me, not half dead.
Okay, but you, so, okay, because I don't smoke and I don't drink. And I tell you the truth, I could be in a room with these people and they drink and they smoke, and I have a good time. I don't need drinking and smoking to have a good time.
Right.
Right. Did you?
That's right. I did too.
Okay. So you say no drinking, no smoking, and you could still have a good time. And what else do we need to know?
Okay, be kind to your fellow man. And
even when they mean to you, Ma, because some of them are mean heifers.
Yeah, even when they mean to you. I don't mean to turn the other cheek.
Thank you, Ma, because I know you were going to say that. I was like, this is taboo talk. We keep it real. Some of these people are mean, Ma. Some of these people are mean.
So I don't mean turn the other cheek, but, you know, if you speak to them in a way that show them that you are still their friends, that you try to be with them, but not against them.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they're doing,
right?
You would have to. You're gonna do your thing, and if it's not the same thing they're doing, then you. That's all right. If they can listen to you and know that there are someone out there who do different things, and if they would like to change, they'll be able to do so.
Okay, that's some good pearls of wisdom. Let me tell you something. Memo to the listeners of Taboo Talk. You just got some pearls of wisdom from the head of the Day Clan. First of all, this is a monumental moment. Second of all, this is one of these MP3s you need to download. Third of all, I hope you took notes, because this woman is a living legend. Okay, end of memo. Ma, thank you. That was delicious. That was delicious.
That was good. It's, so now I can say I was on the radio, huh?
Yes, you can, Ma. Yes, you can. So let me have you say goodbye to the listeners of Taboo Talk.
Okay, goodbye to all you listeners. It was good to be able to share my experiences with you today, and hope that at some other occasion that we'll be able to listen and maybe talk again in some way.
Okay. Ma, is that say, are you saying that you're willing to come back?
Eventually.
Thank you, Ma. It was a pleasure having you.
Okay.
Okay, I told you guys you were in for a treat today with this special guest. That was Mrs. Lacey Day, affectionately known as Ma, the head of the Day Clan, and she has successfully raised 7 sons. She has several grandchildren. Ma, what's the exact number of grandchildren you have?
Oh, I don't know how many, but it must be a whole lot.
She got a whole lot of grandchildren.
Yeah.
Okay, and let me tell you, none of her grandkids are drug addicts, alcoholics, or drug abusers, prostitutes. We never did anything bad. We all are high achievers, college graduates, and productive citizens of the world. So let me tell you, when I say this woman knows what she's talking about, she knows what she's talking about. And if you want to speak to her or contact her further, send an email through unlimitedhope.com through the contact sheet. I'll make sure she gets the email and responds to you. Now, let me continue on with the basics that you need to know. Mom gave us the basics, basically. Be consistent. In other words, don't be fake phony with it. You know what I'm saying? God wants us to continue to be genuine believers and to have childlike faith. The scripture that I read to you is that he said, become like the children. It's the children of the world and people who have childlike faith that will enter the kingdom of heaven. You can't go in if you are hardened in heart, if you don't truly believe, if you have fake phony belief. You have to believe 100% and give of yourself unconditionally to God. And I tell you, you know, here at Unlimited Help Ministries, we do things that are childlike in our behavior. We blow bubbles, okay? We play with Play-Doh. We have toys. And we just keep on laughing. You know, you see how fun it was with my grandmother? You know, take time out to laugh and enjoy life. Life is not meant to be so hard, because if you can't laugh, that means you're half dead, okay? That's a basic. Laughter is healing, okay? Seek happiness. You know, the goal in life is to enjoy the process. Enjoy each moment. And, you know, as you make a goal a reality, then go out and get more happiness and more happiness after that. There are no happy endings, just happy destinations that we get to. I tell you the truth, today was one of the happiest moments having my grandmother on this radio show, sharing with you some of the pearls of wisdom that we have had in our family for now 83 years. Now, I tell you, this was a blessing, and I hope you were blessed by it too. The other thing I wanted to share with you is I'm going to be doing this series of Christian Basics 101 for the next week or two, so that you understand what you need to know as we get ready for the next sound wave. I told you, starting in February, we were going to see God rained down from heaven, blessing upon blessing for us. Some of you are already experiencing God's miracles in your life. I know for me, I have been receiving blessing out of blessing. I told you the prophetic word for this year was that we will have double portion, double increase, a year of overflow. And I know I'm experiencing that in my life. I know that several listeners of Taboo Talk are experiencing that already. And those of you who are waiting to see it, you'll see it this year, because it's truly coming to pass. Well, get ready. February is opening up that next sound wave. Get ready to move. Now, I know y'all heard the opening of Taboo Talk. You heard I had a new song. It's called The LCD, How to Elevate Your Mind. And basically, it's telling you, get yourself together. Do what you got to do to make God look good, to do your part. Don't forget the training that you received last year, which we talked about minding your P's and Q's. And let me quickly remind you, the P in that is physical fitness. Are you still exercising? Are you still losing weight? Well, that didn't stop when 2008 went away. You're supposed to still exercise, still eat right, and still do the things to elevate your mind. Because, see, that is your J-O-B. That is not a goal. That is your J-O-B every single day. To get peace of mind and keep it. Okay, we talked about how you get peace of mind, but you're supposed to continue to get peace of mind. So that means if there's someone with negative energy in your circle, you do a little friendship divorce. You don't have no negative person near you, okay? You keep the negative away from you. You keep the negative drama out of your life, okay? And you think and meditate on the good things, which are God's word and what he has done for you and doing for you. And you keep it moving. We are the role models and leaders of the world. We have to have peace of mind, okay? prosperity is the third P, where we're talking about having evidence of prosperity in our life. And I gave y'all several prosperity scriptures. I'm going to remind you of them. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13. God even said in there that a promise of his is prosperity. Everything you put your hands to, he's going to bless. Everything that you do, he's going to bless. You know, going in and coming out, your children are blessed. And that you will be prosperous in every area. That you will be the head, not the tail. A lender, not a borrower. Those things are not for the people of old only. Those things didn't come to pass just for Job and for Jacob. That is relevant in our life too. See, the Bible applies to me and you, not just them. So you got to take hold of those promises and believe prosperity is here for you. And then the cues of minding your P's and Q's. It's quiet time. Make sure you're spending that quality quiet time each and every day with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God. If you don't get that quiet time in, how in the world are you listening to what God is trying to tell you? You can't. You got to make the quiet time, okay? And lastly, you got to remember that you are a queen or a king on this planet. You are royalty because you are a child of God, a joint heir to the throne. If you know you are royalty, then you expect favor wherever you go. Let me tell you something. Because my last name is Day, okay, my father, Raymond Day, told me one time, he says, you know, you're a standard. When you in the morning hours, they call it daytime. Do you understand that the day operates on how you feeling? I said, wow. Do you know we call it the day, okay? And then he gave me the biblical scriptures that there's two standards, day and night. And I broke it down for y'all one time. All the days when they need to be uplifted can look at their last name and feel happy. So I tell you this truth. As a date, I'm telling you, whatever your name is, God has given it to you and your family has given it to you. It means something. Every time you say your name, you should recognize one thing. You're a queen or a king because you're a Christian. And that, you know, I feel entitlement simply because of my last name. But do you know I feel even more entitlement because I'm a child of God? So I expect to be treated like a queen. That's why I call myself Lady Charmaine Day. I tell all women who are members of Taboo Talk, you call yourself Lady. And to all gentlemen who are a member of Taboo Talk, you call yourself Sir, because that gives you your entitlement as a king or queen. And let me tell you, when you go around knowing that your Heavenly Father opens up all doors before you walk through them, you walk standing and walking with confidence. I gave y'all the example of how Paris Hilton used to have the Hilton name to stand on, okay? And wherever she went as a Hilton, she knew her father could open up a door. It's nice when you know your father can open up doors for you. I feel very happy knowing that my Heavenly Father opens up any door that I want. You know, a lot of people say, how did you get the books, the CDs, the T-shirts, the, you know, your ministry? How are you doing what you're doing? I can only give credit to one place. That's Jesus Christ. That's my Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh. You know, I go to my Heavenly Father and I say, Father, guide me and direct me. Or open up doors. I want to be on Barnes & Noble. Give me the rights to be there. I want to be here. I want to be there. Please, Father, go before me. You know, God opens up the way and makes a way out of no way. And let me tell you, the reason why I'm saying I is because I can speak from my personal reference. I know he does this and more for you because, see, he doesn't do for one of his children. He does for all of us. And you are blessed and highly favored. Okay, and if you didn't know it before, you are just living without focus. Okay, and that is existing. That is not being the totality of your divinity, which is God's favorite child. So I'm going to tell you the truth. The basics, we've already covered it, but I am doing a reading is fundamental type going over the basics. I said, because, see, some of y'all are walking and not talking as if you know who you are. I had a very powerful Christian friend of mine tell me today, she said, I feel inept. I said, oh, no. Let's spend a quality time of an hour getting you rebirthed, okay, into the realization that you are God's child. There is nothing that could be wrong about that. There's nothing that you can do if you believe Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. So you just needed a pep talk. Well, people, maybe the listeners of Taboo Talk needed a pep talk. So I said, first of all, let me give you all some divine wisdom from the woman I know who gave it to me. I got my grandmother on the line, okay? And then I'm backing it up, letting y'all know that this is where it flowed. It went from my grandmother to me and then to you, right? And that sometimes God himself gives me a word to give to you, and I give it to you straight up, no chaser. The Bible is the best source. You could pick it up yourself. Jesus himself told you what to do, the fundamentals. We talked about the key scripture you needed to know as a Christian. Have childlike faith. Humble yourself like a child so you could enter into heaven. There's no other way to get there. Okay? It takes childlike faith to believe in a God we cannot see, and childlike faith to believe in Jesus, who we don't know the exact time and hour when he came, and we don't know the exact time and hour when he's coming back. But we have to believe he existed. We have to believe that he is real. We have to believe in his sacrifice for us, and we have to believe by his stripes we are healed. By his name we have power. By his going and coming, we are the head and not the tail. Let me tell you something. Be encouraged. Because everything that I have told you, every prophetic word that I have let you know over the last couple of weeks, they apply to you. If you can hear me, then it applied to you. I told you, only those people that I know for certain God is going to bless, here's this radio show. This radio show is not advertised on a mass level yet. Okay? This is still an intimate conversation between you and the Holy Spirit. This is still your spiritual consultation as a leader on this planet. Now, if you're not doing what you needed to do, I have my grandmama get on the phone and tell you, be consistent. All right? I told her, she came up here and told you, okay? Honor your word so even your children will follow you. If you're having a child problem right now and your children are acting out in school, you got to recognize they're looking at you. My grandmother didn't have no problems out of her kids, and my mother did not have any problems out of her children. And that uncle that I spoke to you, that spoke on the phone, did not have any problems out of his kids growing up. Okay, because, see, they were legitimate, genuine Christians. They acted and we followed. Okay? If you fake phony about it, then your kids are going to respond to you in a fake phony manner. Get your house in order by getting you in order first. That's Christian Basic 101. Now, if you have not done it, there is no excuse. There's no excuse at this point for you not memorizing and believing to the word, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. There is no excuse why you have not memorized and believed fully Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And there is no excuse why you have not fully memorized and believed Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not be in want. Those three things, okay, that's in your arsenal. And now you got Matthew 18:3-4. You need to put that in your toolkit. You got my grandmother's advice. I hope if you didn't write it down, rewind this tape and write down everything she said. Because, see, when you got seven kids and I don't even know how many grandkids and how many great-grands and everybody's successful, that's mission impossible. Okay, most families you get one or two superstars. But, my God, you get a family, everybody's all right? Everybody's a superstar? She did something right. She came up in here and told y'all what to do. So I hope that you are of courage. And look, I think Mama Day is walking through the door to catch y'all to say hello to. Hold on a second. Yes, Mama Day is walking through the door because, you know, it's the people who are giving us courage to say hello. And Mama Day is walking in. Hi, Mama Day.
Hi, how's everybody?
Mama Day is also going to get on the air real quick and tell you a quick word of encouragement. She traveled from the other side of town to get over here to say, mothers, you could do it. We're talking, Mom, about how you just be a good parent. So we got only, hold on, let me look at the time. Okay, you got 15 minutes, so you got 5 minutes just to say your part. Grant, about how you did it with three kids. Oh, how I did it with three kids. Coat's still on. Still cold. My attitude is if you want it to be hard, then it's hard. People will say, you had it so hard. You have it hard, you know, by yourself with three kids. No, I didn't. I treated my children like the little people that they were, because children have minds. They think. They've been thinking inside the womb, and you just give them that respect and they give it back to you. Plus, they knew that their mother was not right in the head, so they didn't. I didn't have no problem. Goes. You caught me off.
Hello, go ahead.
It's like my mother would give you a look, and you knew to stop what you were doing because you knew what was coming after that. And I didn't have the problem with my children either. You know, they grew up in the era that I grew up with. Do as I say, do. Not necessarily what I'm doing. Anything else? You want me to still talk? And I think today's children, when they took prayer out to schools, these children are just running amok. A lot of the parents are not educated, so therefore the children are not educated. A lot of the it's like babies having babies. These babies who are having babies have no education and they have no manners, therefore their children do not. If some of these parents could get on the buses and hear their children talking, they would have a heart attack, or maybe not. I myself, I'm just stunned, but I'm glad that I raised three children, and they're on the word, tongue-talking, born-again Christians. You fill a child up with the word, and it will not forsake them when they get in their 20s and start acting like they don't have any sense. It will come back to them in the end, because that's the 20s is, you know, making mistakes and sowing your wild oats. But my children were taught at a very early age, since they were highly educated, highly intelligent, that school stopped after a 4-year college. University. So that's what they did. Okay? And here's Lady Charmaine.
You want me to get up?
I can't. Oh, my goodness. That's Mother Day's opinion. So that's how she did it. We heard from Ma. Okay, they laughing, you know, got me hipping and hopping it over here. When you got three generations in one room, woo, it's smoking. So we're about to have our little coffee and cake and tea time up in here. We've done covered the basic 101 with you guys. Hold on 1 second. We covered the basic 101 with you guys, and I hope you're uplifted and enlightened from that. Let me tell you something. You are very, very special, and I hope you see that there is help for you wherever you go. And if you need wisdom, you know that you can come to Taboo Talk for your weekly spiritual consultation. I'm going to make sure that you get what you need. We got the resources. We got a storehouse of wisdom of what works, okay? And the storehouse of wisdom of what don't work, too. We'll let you know that as well, because you know, I'll tell you quickly as I can what I did wrong, just as well as what I did right, because nobody's perfect. And I wanted to say to you, you know, you may fall down sometimes, but the key is to get back up. It's not how you fell, it's how you get back up and keep on standing, all right? And as Christians, sometimes we will fall, but we will get back up with God's help, okay? Because through him we could do all things. So I want you to know today that it's key that you remember to mind your P's and Q's, to remember the scriptures that we're standing on, Luke 1:37, Philippians 4:13, Psalms 23:1, Deuteronomy 28:1-13, and that you continue to pray to God, seek his face, spend that quality, quiet time, have physical fitness, peace of mind, prosperity, and know that you're a queen and king. That's the basics. Do that on the regular. You know, today I sought the advice of my grandmother and my mother, and in seeking it, I made sure you got what I got, okay? Because, see, this is a historical moment for me that I will always be able to hand down to my kids. I hope that you go to your mother, you go to your grandmother, you go to your grandfather and your father, and you ask them, how did you do it? How did you make me? You know, how can I turn around and do that for my children? Guide me and help me and direct me so I could be the best that I can be. And continue to seek their face, okay? We need that wisdom and that help and guidance. We're not by ourselves. Our elders got us through, and they can continue to support us. We need to have that faith. This talk today is brought to you by Unlimited Help Ministries, and as you know, I'm the pastor and Christian consultant here. At Unlimited Help Ministries, we help individuals transform utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. You can see us on the web at www.unlimitedhelp.com. That's UNLIMITEDHELP.com. Join us on Taboo Talk Community. There you can get your weekly spiritual consultation, see up-to-date pictures, blogs, forums, and music and videos. It's our world, okay? And I hope you join. It's at www.taboo-talk.ning.com. That's taboo-talk.ning.com. So that's two places I want you to go. Go to the Unlimited Help website, okay, and check out the store, check out what we're doing. Support this ministry if you haven't already. Continue to support this ministry by making a donation or buying a T-shirt or a book or a DVD or a CD, something so that we can continue doing what we're doing, because we are reaching the world through this ministry, through our radio show, the TV show, through the books, CDs, DVDs, and T-shirts. And we need your support to continue doing what we're doing. And you know what? I appreciate you. I appreciate all those people who are supporting this ministry. I couldn't do what I'm doing if I didn't have you. Let me tell you, do you know, every time you listen, this is an answer to my prayer that God brings the leaders to Taboo Talk and that I can continue to uplift them through the name of Jesus and the word of Jesus with the right spiritual consultation that's timely, the right prophetic word that's on time and it comes to pass every time. So God is good. He brought us together for a reason. You keep doing you and making God look good. I know it's not easy to be you. Okay? But because you do you, you do it lovely. And you're appreciated. And if no one has told you lately, you are special. You are so, so very, very special. You know what? I appreciate you. And the people you help, they appreciate you too. Maybe they don't have the presence of mind to say thank you. Okay? But on behalf of everyone that you help, thank you. Thank you. And you know what? Even if no one says thank you, God sees you and appreciates you, and that's why this year you will see double portion in your life. You will see the outpouring of his grace and mercy and favor in such a way you've never seen before, because, see, sometimes you're the unsung hero. Remember, life is meant to be happy, and if you're not happy, you're doing something wrong. We gave you some keys to changing some of your circumstances in the Christian Basic 101 talk today. Change what you need to change, you know, elevate your mind, continue to take yourself to a higher level. Remember that the key is to be blessed, not stressed. And remember, you are wonderful. Goodbye.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please? This is Lady Charmaine Day with Pussy Report number 2. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done great things for you. He's been the one to deliver you from sickness and pain, to provide you with food and shelter, and to shield you from life's rain. So you praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done good things for you. Praise Him when you rise and praise Him until you fall. Praise Him because He's seen you through it all. And you know what you need to do when you praise Him? Just say 2 simple words. And what are those words? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To all the kings and queens, continue to make God look good because you are the light in this world. Thank you and goodbye. Charmaine Day with Pussy Report number 1. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Tell Him all. Tell Him all you're going through. He'll comprehend. He is your friend. Sometimes it feels like you're all alone in a world that can often be cruel. But God has been there for you. He's never abandoned you. So tell Him all. Tell Him all you're going through. He'll comprehend. He is your friend. When you feel like you can't make it, and every day getting up is faking it, He'll give you the strength that you need, even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed. So tell Him. Tell Him all, because you know what I got? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Can you tell what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Can you feel what the rock is cooking? Do you know what the rock is cooking? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. If you know Jesus, raise your hands. Raise them. If you know Jesus, clap your feet. Stomp your feet. If you know Jesus, rock to the left, rock to the right, rock to the left, rock to the right. Raise your hands, raise your hands, stomp your feet, stomp your feet. No one can tell you what you know. No one can make you feel what you don't feel. If you can't feel what the rock is cooking, what do you know? I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. If you have Jesus, raise your hand. If you got Jesus, stomp your feet. If you got Jesus, clap your hands. I got Jesus, 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 I got Jesus. Do you know what you know, what you know? I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Guess what, people? We're coming to the end. I got Jesus, you got Jesus, I got, you got Jesus.